Haskell, Huntsville, Alabama, April 27, 1909. Elder Haskell, Box 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother, we have just arrived in Huntsville, having left Nashville early this morning. I did not think that the journey would be so long and tedious. It made me very weary, and the pain in left eye caused me much suffering. I feel that I should not do more taxing labor during this journey to Washington. I am not displeased with the results of my work at College View and here. I have borne my testimony several times, and I expect that some of these meetings will be reported. On Sabbath, April 24th, I spoke to the people in the Memorial Church. What good will result to our workers in the publishing house, and how the word spoken will be received, we cannot now determine. The Lord gave me largely of His Holy Spirit, and I spoke for about 1 hour. I feel that a special work needs to be done in the printing office. This has been plainly revealed to me. The workers there are not all in working order. They do not perceive that the work is a sacred one, and one that is essential for the salvation of their own souls, and for the saving work that must be done throughout the world. Unless they themselves are worked by the Holy Spirit's power, their influence will be of a nature to dishonor God. We are not to make some wonderful effort to do some wonderful thing that will exalt self. I have worked strenuously to correct this evil which is threatening the pure, true work of God. I have been shown that our leading men must know that they are themselves led of the Lord, for unless they are, they will fall into grievous errors. Night after night I am giving decided messages in my sleeping hours to those who are working in the printing office. The power of God must come upon these workers, or they will be overcome by the temptations of Satan. The enemy is working with intensity to carry out his plans and the arrangements that shall be made, and those who are determined and zealous in carrying out their own plans will not discern what they are bringing about until they have succeeded in harming many souls. On Sunday, April 25th, I was greatly strengthened and blessed while speaking to the colored people in their church on Winter Street. The Lord gave me words to speak, and much satisfaction was expressed because of the blessing that the hearers received. When I had finished, Edson spoke for a short time. At the close of the meeting, I went to Madison, where a teachers' convention was in progress. It seemed to give great pleasure to our workers there that I could have the advantages of their new sanitarium. I will not write much at this time, but I would say to you, by all means, come to the General Conference and leave the work in the hands of Elders Knox and Cottrell. You and your wife are especially needed at this General Conference. There are many perplexing questions that will come up for decision. Come, both of you, even though it may be difficult to leave the responsibilities of the California work in the hands of others. In regard to the Buena Vista property, I would say, if a small increase in price is required, advance something on this. It will be better to do this than to give up all the advantages to be obtained by securing this property. We must work with sanctified perception. It is not at all strange that the enemy should work through these men. I am sure it would be right to advance more means in order to secure a clear title. I write this because I do not want the property to be lost to our work. I hope you will consider what I have written, and reason from cause to effect. You can place this matter before Brethren Knox and Cottrell. This may appear to you to be a strange proposal, but I would advise you to bring the trade to a conclusion as quickly as possible. I am trying to be careful of my strength. I do not want that it should be exhausted when I reach Washington. This is a beautiful evening, very like summer. Now I will say, good night. Remember that we want you at the conference and will not give up this point. You need a change, and the Lord will use you to help the brethren understand the California situation. May the rich blessing of God be upon you.